Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today with the annual Old Fashioned Threshing Bee event coming up here on the weekend of July 27th and 28th is Nick Foster now joining us. So thank you very much, Nick, for being on.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Nick, and we've got a lot of great things lined up again for your annual event that always happens at the end of July. Just talk to us about what's going to be happening for your 20th year anniversary.
You bet.
How about that?
This is going to be a really exciting year. Like Coltrane just alluded to, it's our 20th year. We started out in Coon Rapids 1 year, and then after that, it's been up here in the Jefferson, Iowa area. It's been at our farm for about 17 years. We want everybody to come out and learn about some history about the United States and rural agriculture. So our theme has always been a lot to do with education, and we are hands-on. So if you want to come out and get on a steam traction engine, that's fantastic. We'll teach you how to do that. So come on out and get up on the plow and run that and maybe pitch a couple bundles and get some photographs and learn how your ancestors did things back in the day.
Okay. Now tell us a little bit about what people can expect if they go to your event on Saturday times and in different events that they'll see.
You bet. On Saturday morning at 10 a.m. we'll be threshing oats, and at 2 p.m. will be the next threshing time. And then at 4 p.m. is a big deal. We're going to be plowing with actual steam traction engines. These are actual prairie breaking plows. That means these are the machines that broke the prairie or plowed the prairie, tilled it for the very first time. The plows are actual plows that were used. So we don't do things like they did it. We do things exactly the way it was done. One of the plows was in Canada. One of them was in Montana. The engines, one was in Montana. We have seven different engines that are going to probably be there. So these are all steam-powered machines.
And then later on that evening, you've got a nice little meal to serve everybody.
We always offer a free meal for Threshing Bee attendees. And that's put on by some great friends of ours. People always step up and want to help, which is really exciting. It's offered as a thank you to the public for coming out and attending our Threshing Bee.
Similar things will be happening on Sunday with a couple of other additions.
Sunday, we have a 2 p.m. threshing time. We do a tractor ride, and that's something that we've done every year practically. At 7 a.m. on Sunday morning, a lot of us will be lining up our tractors and heading to Lauraville, and there's some great people up there that put on a really nice breakfast. We're going to be going up to Lauraville again and then coming back to Jefferson. And then that'll give us an opportunity for everybody to help with the 2 p.m. threshing. We also have hand corn shelling going on. There's going to be some guys helping with running a corn sheller by hand. There's another guy doing a blacksmith demonstration, pounding steel and making things. We have shaved ice, like a snow cone machine that's done with historical steam-powered ice shaving machine, so that'd be pretty cool. That's all free too as well. So nobody will spend any money here. You just come on out and have a great time and learn about the past.
And we also do want to stress that you have this antique tractor and truck show that's also happening both days then?
You bet. So that's pretty exciting too. So a lot of our friends bring out their tractors and their antique trucks and old cars. It's really a neat time because that really helps out too, because people need to learn about even the 50s and 60s cars. They need to learn about the older trucks and stuff like that. It's really all about education and having fun with our friends.
On your tractor ride Sunday morning, can people just show up then with their tractor and join the ride?
Some people show up just for the tractor ride, and that is fantastic. But it's really exciting if you're bringing your tractor out anyway to bring it Saturday, so then people can view your machine and learn about that. And it gives you an opportunity to tell them about your tractor. And maybe we can let you hook onto a plow and you can do some plowing with your own tractor. So that's exciting too.
Well, now, obviously you've been around for 20 years, which stretches over multiple different generations that come out and learn about this. We have one of our young participants here today. We'll kind of let him introduce himself. Tell us your name and what grade you're in.
I'm Bryce Simmons, and I'm in sixth grade.
And so, Bryce, how long have you been involved with this activity?
I started running engines when I was about 4 years old.
So what are you going to be primarily helping out with on Saturday and Sunday?
Pretty much just running the Wood Brothers and just driving that around and maybe giving some people some rides and stuff.
What do you like the most about being a part of the Threshing Bee event?
I like threshing the oats and plowing and just giving people rides and stuff around the farm.
All right, and finally, Nick, again, 20th year anniversary. It's got to make you feel good to be able to continue to bring this educational aspect forward for everybody. Just talk to us about, you know, did you think that when you started this thing 20 years ago, that would last 20 years?
Yeah, when we started out, we had no idea. There was just a lot of us friends that thought this would be a cool deal, so we just started doing it. We did it for fun. I don't think anybody had any idea how long it would take. We've had a lot of really great people that have stepped up over the years and have taken it. So it's not just me taking care of this show. This is our friends, Nathaniel Byerly, a great young man of ours that we really love to have around. He's our show chairman now. There's a lot of people that are stepping up and taking responsibility and running things. So yes, it's 20 years, but it's not that I've been doing it all. I haven't. I do a very small part of it. Everybody gets involved and everybody works. So if you're thinking about coming out, come on out and get involved.
And finally, I know without naming all the sponsors, this obviously cannot happen without the community's partnership in that aspect.
You bet. Without our sponsors, there's no way we could do this at all. The community has been fantastic. Everybody steps up. They continually have given to the show to make it so everyone can come and have the same experience regardless of their economic situation or whatever. We typically only ask for money from businesses that we do business with, so this is a great thank you from them for the business we do and for the business that all of you nice people out there give to them.
All right, and finally, Nick, as we close out the program, just kind of reiterate the pertinent information when your event's going to take place and some of the highlights there.
You bet. Saturday, July 27th and Sunday, July 28th, we're going to be threshing at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. 2 p.m. on Sunday. We're going to be steam plowing at 4 p.m. on Saturday. That's the only day we'll probably be doing that. Tractor rides is going to be Sunday morning, July 28th at 7 a.m. So come on out and have a good time.
And where is this thing located at?
1176 M Avenue. So from the Highway 4 and 30 intersection by the casino, go 1 mile west on 30 and 1.25 miles north. At the Timmons Farm, it's the ancestral farm of our family. I think Bryce is the sixth generation to be there, so it'll be at his house, 1176 M Avenue at Foster Timmons Farms.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program here with Nick Foster and Bryce Timmons, who are working together along with other people for the Thresh and Bee event that's coming up this weekend. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.